Thanks, everyone, for joining Cynthia and me at our very first gender reveal party.
I'm so excited to learn what my grandchild's genitals will look like.
And we can't wait to project dozens of assumptions onto our baby, who is currently the size of a grapefruit.
Oh, I love our family, and I can't wait to add another person.
Oh, I love you, Frederick.
I love you too, Cynthia.
Hurry up and cut that cake, then we'll find out what the gender of my grandchild is.
Great idea, Mom. And here we go.
Bah!
It's Genghis Khan!
What?
That's right. Our baby's gender is Genghis Khan.
I am the punishment of God.
Do you mean the baby's gender is male?
No, Mimi, the gender is Genghis Khan. You know, the founder of the Mongol Empire?
I know who Genghis Khan is, but what does that have to do with my grandchild?
The baby's gender is that Ter is Genghis Khan.
Ter?
Right. The baby will go by Ter, or Ted Nar. The correct Mongolian pronouns.
The greatest happiness is to drive your enemy before you, to see his cities reduced to ashes.
I don't even know where to begin. I can't believe you paid an actor to impersonate Genghis Khan.
Oh, this isn't an actor.
Right. We found Genghis's remains, brought him back to life, and taught him English.
This is the real Genghis Khan, in the flesh. Here to teach our child how to act like the appropriate gender.
Okay, setting that ridiculous story aside, how is someone with the gender of Genghis Khan even supposed to act?
Well, at the age of 3, we'll begin the horseback archery lessons.
That sounds terribly unsafe.
Then we'll have another baby, a brother specifically. We'll adopt one if we have to. And Ted Nar will kill him when Ted Nar is 8 years old.
I can't believe this.
But the most important thing Ter will do is unite the warring factions of the Mongols to tear across the steppes of Eurasia on horseback!
But what did the ultrasound show?
It showed our child plundering the wealth of Eurasia.
Frederick, why couldn't you just have a normal gender reveal party like everyone else?
Mom, are you not enjoying this party?
Why would I be? This is ridiculous.
What is so ridiculous about our baby's gender?
Genghis Khan is not a gender.
What? That's like saying blue is not a color.
Look, there's male and then there's female. Those are the genders.
Oh, how out of touch.
Mom, this is what makes our baby so special. We're founding a new gender with Ted Nar.
Conquering the world on horseback is easy. It is dismounting and governing that is hard.
I think you're putting a lot of expectations on this baby. What if the baby's a girl? Are you still going to expect her to behave this way?
Obviously, the baby won't be a girl, because Ter gender will be Genghis Khan instead. That's the point of this whole party. And what is the purpose of a gender reveal party, if not to set everybody's expectations about our new child?
Huh.
You just shot my son in the chest.
Ouch. Oh, Genghis.
Bow before me, you weakling.
Don't bow, Frederick!
Yes, Genghis, yes. We must do as the Khanate commands us.
This is shameful, Frederick. We have to get you medical attention.
Oh, we don't need Frederick now. Our baby will have a new father. Genghis, of course.
So that's what all this is leading up to? If you wanted to divorce my son for this schmuck, you should have just done so. You, Genghis, you humiliated my son in front of the entire family. What do you have to say for yourself?
No, Genghis, don't answer her. Instead, answer me. What do you have to say to our new child?
With heaven's aid, I have conquered for you a huge empire. But my life was too short to achieve the conquest of the world. That task is left for you.
It feels so good to be dominated.